Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
News of a silent key. Ian Rhodes, Victor Kilo 4, India, Mike Romeo. Sad news to report that Ian Rhodes, VK4 IMR, has gone silent key in Townsville. Wednesday, October 11. With Ian's passing, many community groups in Townsville will suffer a massive loss, as Ian was very active in many of them. Ian was licensed for years, but only in the last 5 years he had found time to start getting into the hobby seriously. Apart from being an active member of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club, Ian was also a very active member of the local gun club, an extremely active member of Tharangoa Rotary. He was one of the rostered managers of the Willows Markets, and a board member of community broadcaster 4TTFM. Ian's work background was primarily communications engineering. However, when jobs dried up in that field, he moved into the field of medical electronics and had been a regular visitor to all the medical labs in central, north and far north Queensland, doing the routine servicing and sometimes tricky repairs during this time with MedTech. Ian recently embarked on being project leader for the 4TTFM upgrade project, which will eventually see a state-of-the-art broadcast transmitter system at Mount Stewart to replace the aging container that has done such a sterling service through storm and tempest. His leadership with the project will be very hard to replace. Ian, VK4, IMR's humour, expertise and friendship in the wonderful world of amateur radio, plus all the other areas he moved in, will be sorely missed now and in the years to come. Radio amateurs send their sincere condolences to Ian's wife and two daughters in this their time of need. Vale, Ian Rhodes, VK4, India, Mike Romeo. Another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Darling Downs Radio Club. This club is one which is charged under the Constitution to disseminate knowledge in radio and electronics. The Darling Downs Radio Club likes to encourage inquiries to our hobby, and in their ranks you will find most facets of this hobby expressed. Some of these are modern computer influences in contest logging, vintage radio restoration, antennas, VHF and UHF operation, construction, crystal sets, valve operation, and much, much more. If you are interested, you will find a kindred spirit at the Darling Downs Radio Club. You will also find interesting lectures by club members and non-club members from time to time, as well as occasional outings to places of interest. The club meets on the second and fourth Mondays of each month, except for December, when there is no fourth Monday meeting. The fourth Monday meeting is held at 7 p.m. local time in the community rooms at the Toowoomba City Library, 155 Herry Street, Toowoomba. Entry to the secure undercover car park is via Victoria Street and is open for entry until 7:15 p.m. Off-street parking is available in both Herries and Victoria Streets. The Darling Downs Radio Club has two regular nets as follows. Each Saturday evening, 7:30 p.m, there is a net on 3650 kHz using the club's call sign VK4WID. That's Victor Kilo 4, Whiskey India Delta. And each Sunday morning at 10 a.m, a 2-metre net using the club's call sign VK4WID on 146750 MHz. Visit our website at www.ddrci.org.au. This has been Sharon, VK4FSRB, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Earlier this week, the Bureau of Meteorology released its outlook for the coming summer season. Not unsurprisingly, the Bureau feels that there could be up to 16 cyclones around the Australian coast, and 4 could arise in the Coral Sea, with 1 crossing over the coast of Queensland. In recent months, we have had the news of the devastation weather systems have caused through Asia and the Caribbean and Americas. Reports of the involvement of the amateur community in the relief efforts in Puerto Rico seem to be appearing almost daily. Training is being undertaken in various countries as the value of communication systems that the amateur radio fraternity can provide is well recognised. Our Queensland government has been promoting readiness programs through various media ahead of the bushfire and storm season. Local disaster coordination committees have been promoting these messages to their own communities. What is missing from the preparedness campaign is us. That is right. There seem to be damned few ham services promoted to the community, and yet I know there are some clubs and groups who are involved in this area of community service. Would it be wrong to promote the growth of the WISN network throughout the state? Is it not an opportunity to recruit amateurs into such an organisation? Is it too much to put forward and progress the good name of the service body in our own communities? Is it going to be a blasted wet summer with quiet times as we amateurs try and stay dry and then get our stations on air for a chin wag? Or can we do better? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.